Every other Friday morning at 8, the New Hanover County Drug Treatment Court Program gathers in room 200 of the county courthouse so that Judge James Fazen and his team can catch up with their 55 clients. WHQR's Michelle Bliss attended their most recent gathering as program leaders and participants celebrated the newly approved county funding that will keep Drug Treatment Court alive for another year.
Judge Fazen begins the session by delivering a much-awaited update on funding since drug treatment courts across North Carolina have been cut from the state budget, effective today. He tells the group that county commissioners approved their funding just in time, shifting $82,000 from Sheriff Ed McMahon's budget to the program.
Thankfully, they agreed to give us the additional monies we needed to close that gap. So drug court is remaining operational and functional, so we're still here, and we're going to keep right on going to help make a change and to make a difference in the lives in our community. Let's show some thanks and appreciation for that as well.
The money will cover the salaries of two key employees, including program coordinator Penny Craver. One of her duties is interviewing candidates referred by defense attorneys, probation officers, family members, even the addicts themselves. The program is voluntary, so Craver is looking for people who genuinely want to change.
A person who is very, very committed to doing whatever's necessary to change, and they thoroughly understand the program requirements and understand that they can't pick and choose among the requirements. They have to follow our line.
Requirements include attending 12-step programs, meeting with a probation officer, taking 3 drug tests a week, and standing before Judge Fazen twice a month to check in. During the court session, Fazen calls each participant to the front, starting with any recent graduates.
We have two to celebrate today who have completed everything, graduated and also aftercare, and that's none other than Edward Ted Glacken and also Grover White. Let's show it up for them.
Fazen shakes both men's hands, offering certificates of achievement and the Roll of Honor, a green book in which each graduate's words of wisdom are recorded.
In the upcoming days, months, even years, someone to be able to look at that and maybe gain some encouragement and strength that they need.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that, man.
All right.
Grover, you made it.
As Fazen continues calling out names, some march forward to the bench with pride. Others trudge down the center aisle in shackles. He chats with everyone, asking about their family, their job, their recovery. He hands out incentives in the form of gift cards for free Big Macs. Some participants are sanctioned instead, with volunteer hours or jail time for breaking curfew or relapsing.
If I'm being sanctioned or punished, or if I'm going through turmoil, hardship, there's a lesson to be learned just as long as I'm doing it sober and without going back to my old ways of handling problems.
That's Don Yusevich, a recovering alcoholic and pain pill addict who started the program a year ago after he was arrested for DUI. Yusevich doesn't remember blacking out and stealing a car. The program is a chance for him and others whose crimes derive from addiction to avoid future run-ins with the law.
I don't want to spend the rest of my life, you know, jumping back into holes just to crawl out of them. And that's what it's about, the willingness to go ahead and self-preserve, you know, and just be sick and tired of being sick and tired. It saved my life.
Yusevich is finishing up the first intensive phase of drug treatment court. He plans to graduate from 6 months of aftercare before county funds run out next year. In the meantime, program leaders will be applying for federal grants, seeking private donations, and gathering in courtroom 200 twice a month to celebrate the triumphs and overcome the setbacks of fighting addiction. Michelle Bliss, WHQR News.